It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip. My name is Megan Tull, your host for the show. And today we're going to be talking about creating your unique personal brand. You see, a brand is much more than your name, logo, colors, and font. Your brand is an extension of you. Who you are, what you do, and what you stand for. It also should reflect your ideal customers and who they are. Everything about your business should convey this message. Consistency is the key. Your brand is your promise. It's how you share with others about your company, products, and services, and how you want to be portrayed or what you want to be known for. Your brand should also be able to connect with others in a more personal way, how it makes them feel when they think about your company. There's the look of your brand. The look ties everything together, from images, colors, words, and font. Here's where you want to express your own personality and make it unique to you. It's important to keep it simple and streamlined. When we don't intentionally create a brand, this can lead to mixed messages, inconsistency, and buyer's confusion. And that is why customers won't buy. Personal branding is about identifying, then communicating what makes you unique and relevant and differentiated for your target audience so that you can reach your business goals. If you understand your strengths, skills, passions, and values, you can use this information to separate yourself from your competitors and really stand out. Personal branding is a very powerful tool because it sends a clear, consistent message about who you are and what you have to offer. A strong, authentic personal brand that shares your personal story and your message helps you become known for what you're good at, sets you apart from everyone else, and can position you as a niche expert. So I want you to think about a few things. And you can write these questions down and answer them later. So the first question is, what are your strengths, skills, passions, and values? What are your strengths, skills, passions, and values? This is helpful to get clear on these things because you want these things reflected in your brand. Now the second question is, what makes you and your business unique? What do you bring to the table that's different than somebody else that might be doing similar type work? The third question is, who is your target audience? Who do you want to work with and who can you help best? And the fourth question is, what solution can you offer with your products or services? Because your target audience has a problem or challenge that they're facing. So you need to identify what solution you can offer to take them from where they are to where they want to be with your products or services. So I hope that this was helpful in helping you get clearer on your unique personal brand. And I'd love to invite you over to accesstoyoursuccess.com where you can get a great success tool to help you get crystal clear on the vision for your business. So again, that's accesstoyoursuccess.com. Now, thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to having you join us next week for your next weekly Passion to Profits tip. Until next time, be courageous, take inspired action, and share your gifts with the world. Bye-bye for now. Have a great, prosperous, and abundant day.
This has been your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.